Throughout the campaign, we've been spending time with so-called running mates, and we don't mean vice presidential contenders. No, we're talking about the spouses of the presidential hopefuls. Today, we hear from Jackie Clegg Dodd, wife of Christopher Dodd, the Democratic candidate and Connecticut senator. The Dodds pulled up stakes and moved to Iowa this fall so they could campaign full-time. Mrs. Dodd said the move helps her spend more time with her family, and it helps her really get to know what's on voters' minds.
When you're living in a place versus coming in and spending time in hotels, you actually get to know a little bit more about it. And, you know, there are some candidates that just fly in, do an event, and fly out again. But I had to find a pediatrician and a place to get our hair cut and a school for my little one to go to, and I go shopping at the same place they go to. And I think it's also made our family a little more sensitive to the problems of Iowans.
An example of something maybe you heard at the PTA or the pediatrician's office that you might not have heard if you were just on the campaign trail?
Well, I have a lot of people coming up to me just when I'm checking out at places. I always wear a Dodd pin, and they ask me if I'm Jackie. And when I tell them I am, they say, you know, I was going online and doing a match contest to see who I should align myself with in the political race. And I'm a Republican, but every time I do it, I find I line up with your husband.
Do you get a chance to eavesdrop also?
Yes, I do. Because my husband isn't one of the celebrity candidates, I can hear what they're saying about other candidates when they think no one else is listening.
Ooh, what are they
saying?
Out.
Well, you know, their comments, they're very nice when they're referring to people. It's not ugly politics. But you do get a sense that they're very defensive about their process. And they really resent it when there are candidates that are trying to maybe sign up people that don't really come from Iowa.
Now, are you referring to this issue with one candidate in particular, Senator Barack Obama, who has strong support among young people, among college-age students, and this question of whether or not those students who are from out of state should return to Iowa to caucus on January 3rd? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, that's one of the issues that they're probably more familiar with. They know that the Obama campaign put together 50,000 brochures and that they were putting them around college campuses to tell out-of-state students how to vote in the Iowa caucuses. And believe me, it's certainly legal for them to do it.
I guess there's a question if they should do it. I mean, if they're spending at least 4 years in Iowa, do they earn the right to do that?
Well, it's interesting. I guess one of the standards that I think is if you pay out-of-state tuition, you're probably from out-of-state. If you pay in-state tuition and you're living and working here in the summer and you've earned your residency, you ought to be voting in Iowa.
Now, I want to ask you about this decision in your household when Senator Dodd decided to make a run. He served in the Senate for a very long time. He's watched many of his fellow senators jump in and make a run for the White House. When did he decide that he wanted to make that run, and how did he come to that decision?
Well, I think it was taking place over a period of months and really a couple of years when he was watching this administration trample on the Constitution. It's something he holds quite dear. So about a year and a half ago, he came to me and he said, Jackie, I'd like to go for a walk with you. And I said, great, I'll bundle up the girls. And he said, no, you're going to need a babysitter. And I actually thought, oh my goodness, a babysitter, what is on his mind? It's got to be something big. So I went for this walk with him, and when we got to the turnaround point in the walk, he was saying, you know, I'm really worried about what kind of a world we're going to be leaving our little ones. But I really feel like if we're going to change directions, you have to do it from the executive branch. And so if you'll support me, I'll run for the presidency. And without even thinking, I quickly said, that's a great idea. And, you know, I kind of laugh about it now because what I was really thinking he was going to say is, let's have a baby. So, you know, if he had said, let's have another child, I probably would have already had that child and the child would be weaned because this process is too long and there's too much money in it. But I really feel like he did this because he was deeply concerned about the direction of the country, both in foreign policy and also in domestic policy.
Well, thanks for speaking with us. All the best to you and happy holidays.
Michelle, thank you so much for giving me the time. It's a wonderful program.
That's Jackie Clegg Dodd, wife of Democratic presidential candidate and Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd.